And the building you keep the cows in, you call a...
The cow barn.
And the building you keep, or the shelter or enclosure for hogs would be the...
It's a hog house.
And there are different kinds of farms. Some people farm for the meat, and some
for
the milk.
Well, we have a dairy farm here. It's diversified farming all through this this area.
But what do you call the area where you feed the stock, right next to it?
Well, now you mean the feeding outside the
outside.
Well, we used to call it steer yard, but
that would be where it'd be enclosed with a fence and all trampled down. There wouldn't be any grass.
That's right. Since we've gone into the dairy, we don't feed steers anymore, so. Mm-hmm. So it's just a barnyard now.
And that would be the barnyard?
Yeah.
But the barnyard wouldn't have any grass in it?
Oh, no. No, it's cemented.
Cement
floor in there.
Well, the place outside this enclosed area where you might park your equipment would be there'd be grass there, maybe. You'd call that any special name for that?
No.
You might park your tractor or something?
We have sheds.
Sheds.
Yeah.
Okay. Where the cows and sheep graze out in the...
out in pasture.
And different kind of fences they might have. Around here they might have a...
Woven wire or barbed wire. We have some of each.
They ever call woven wire hogtied around here?
Well, don't
use that.
No, we don't.
How about the kind of fence, the boards that go up and down? And you take your stick and make a noise.
You mean the picket fence?
Uh-huh. But that wouldn't be around the farm.
No, that's decorative.
And that might be around a house, but not around. And they ever have any rail fences?
Well, not in my day.
If you'd see one, what would you call it? You might say, there's a...
There's a rail fence.
Say rail.
Yeah.
You wouldn't call it a chain fence or a snake fence or a stake and rider or anything like that. If you had a fence, every so often you have to have a...
Post?
You might say with a large fence, you might have as many as 100...
100 posts.
And they don't make any fences out of loose stones.
No. We don't have we don't have in the boulders. You mean? That's what we call them.
If you would happen to see one someplace, you'd say, "Look, there's a
stone fence."
That would be with loose stones.
Yes.
If they mortared it together, you'd say, "Look, there's a
stone wall." Up there, this side of Rockford, there's a stone wall around. That's a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. You must have had a lot of stones around someplace.
Well, they quarried them. They were limestone.
Oh, I see.
And laid up.
If you're going to have guests, then you might the wife might say, "I'm going to get out my very best
china."
They ever have a something they put under a hen that's trying to hatch, take the egg away.
Nest egg? You mean?
Uh-huh. They would never call. They never call that a china egg.
No.
China egg.
No, that was a nest egg. I know what you mean by a china egg, because
if you carry some water from one place to another, you carry it in a
pail.
That'd be metal.
Yeah, we don't have wooden pails anymore.
But you would have called it a wooden pail.
Yes, we had called it a wooden pail.
How about where you put the garbage? In the garbage?
In the garbage can.
Not pail.
Huh.
What's it look like?